From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Serbia says it is not able to handle the vast number of migrants gathered on its sealed border with Hungary. Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić said on Tuesday that it is unacceptable for migrants to have to return to Serbia at the same time that more were arriving in that country from Greece and Macedonia. Earlier Tuesday, Hungarian officials closed two official border crossings due to what they said were inadequate controls on the Serbian side. Hungary also declared a state of emergency in two southern counties as part of a crackdown on migrants trying to reach the European Union. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has said, under new security measures that went into effect Tuesday, his administration will be tough on those who cross the border illegally. The United States is warning North Korea against engaging in what were called irresponsible provocations after Pyongyang announced it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that the United States will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state.
North Korea should refrain from irresponsible provocations that aggravate regional tensions and should focus instead on fulfilling its international obligations and commitments.
The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. The comments, published in the North Korean Central News Agency, came as Pyongyang also threatened to use ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite into orbit. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said that Assad is open to working with what he called the healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years. His comments came one day after the U.S. Defense Department confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. U.S. President Barack Obama has voiced concern about Russia's military activity in Syria, warning that it could prevent the United States and its allies from finding a political solution to the Syrian civil war. Iran's nuclear chief said late Monday that the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog organization will visit Tehran later this week. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano. The IAEA will be the body in charge of overseeing the agreement Iran reached in July with a group of six world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. At the same time, Iran and the IAEA came to a separate agreement on a roadmap toward resolving long-standing questions about possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear activity. Iran has long denied it sought to build nuclear weapons, insisting its program was for peaceful purposes, such as medical research and power generation. Two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, the CBS New York Times poll released Tuesday shows the flamboyant Trump with 27% support and the more conservative Carson trailing with 23%. None of a large group of current and former governors and senators seeking the nomination reached the double-digit figures in the poll conducted a few days ago. The first voting in the long journey to picking the presidential nominees in the United States is not scheduled until February 1st. And when Pope Francis visits the United States next week on a three-city tour, he will deliver only 4 of his 18 planned speeches in English. The Pope's remarks at the White House and Congress will be in English, but the native of Argentina is most comfortable speaking Spanish. The pontiff also speaks German and Italian. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.